Welcome.
We will start the Tuesday, July 23rd, the Yorkville City Council meeting. And we'll call on Mr. Soling for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, the all-important roll call.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Got a couple amendments to the agenda, I believe. Items under Public Works Committee, items 6 and 7. Are we going to... Do we need to make a motion at that point, or can we just put it on the next agenda?
I have them on for a motion at that point.
Okay, just remind me. Okay, so we won't actually vote on those. And was there one other one, Aaron?
Yes.
Yes.
Which
under
one?
Mayor's report?
Four.
Number four.
And we're not going to do anything with that. We're just taking that off, right?
Correct.
I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda, too.
You have something you want to change?
PW number... 2024-59.
I'd like
to pull that from consent, put that back on to a regular agenda.
2024-59?
Yeah, item number 5.
Okay, so we'll put that on the main agenda. We'll put that under Public Works then, is that what we want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, okay, you have to remind me. So that one is now off the consent agenda. Wow, this is the most action we've had on this thing. Oh, wow. Anything else? Anyone else? Okay. So, we now have amended the agenda. There are no presentations that I'm aware of. Any to the staff? No? Okay. Public hearings. We have two public hearings. I would like to open the Kalaka LLC annexation public hearing. Public hearing is now open. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak to the Kalaka LLC annexation public hearing? If so, step to the microphone, state your name, please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kevin Carney. I represent the petitioner, Green Door Capital Investments. I'm here tonight to represent petitioner on this application for annexation agreement. There's another item on the agenda that I'll be speaking to as well. Just like to make a couple of general points about this. It's a voluntary annexation into the city. It's done consistent with the state statutes regarding annexation. It's contiguous to the city. It's unincorporated. It's got the permission of the property owner. We are the contract buyer. We'll become the property owner if all things go through. We feel that the annexation is an opportunity to continue a great relationship that we have with the city and build upon it, and also to the rezoning that's also considered in the annexation agreement represents the best possible use for the property. So we're happy to answer any questions that you may have about the petition itself, but we feel it's fairly straightforward. It's a voluntary annexation coming into the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the Kalaka LLC annexation public hearing? Seeing and hearing none, the Kalaka LLC annexation public hearing is closed. Next, I would like to open the public hearing for the Hageman, how do I pronounce it? Apologize. Annexation public hearing. The Hageman annexation public hearing is now open. Same rules. If anyone would like to speak to that, please step to the microphone and state your name for the record.
Hi, everyone. My name is Monica Schmass, and I'm an attorney for Lisa Prather, Mike Reisenbeck, and Nick and Nikki Dodd. If you don't know them, or maybe you do, they're actually some of the families who are being affected by this annexing and this rezoning. These families have invested their lives, savings, and dreams into these homes, and I think that there is a little bit of a disparate consequence to them that is probably kind of happening because of how swiftly this is going on. Despite their diligent efforts to find comparable properties at affordable prices, these families are confronted with options that are either in serious disrepair, not the same size, and if they are, lots of that land or portions of that land are unusable. For example, some of them are marsh. And when they do find land or property that is maybe a similar lateral move, they're finding that it is significantly more costly. The current annexation plan effectively isolates their properties, cutting them off and surrounding them with industrial and manufacturing uses, making these residential lots unmarketable. This isolation inevitably will diminish their property values. We're not saying that this is something that would stop the annexation, right? What we're saying is that this, the result of the annexation and then turning their properties into an island will effectively force them to have to sell. If they stay and then they want to sell sometime in the future, they have diminished property values, they won't be able to sell the land to future buyers with the same understanding that the property will be used in an equal way or at equal values to what is being used now. So with that understanding, and that the real option is to sell, my clients have made attempts to engage with Green Door Capital seeking substantive discussion and fair negotiations. However, their efforts have been met with insufficient or non-substantive responses. Green Door Capital's offers are what it deems to be appropriate compensation, but unfortunately they fail to consider the drastic changes in the housing market since my clients have purchased their homes. It also fails to include the understanding that there's higher interest rates, increased housing costs, and that they operate specific businesses out of their properties. And with those specific businesses, they have unique uses that they need from each individual property that they will eventually move to. And that inventory for those properties is very scarce. So it takes time. These families were approached regarding this matter only a short time ago, I believe in late June. And unfortunately, some notices that were mailed never arrived. I even checked to see, you know, the tracking number. One of them still in transit. Now, with that saying, they need a few more months to conduct proper due diligence on homes, seek out replacement properties, and understand the valuations of their home now. Green Door Capital, I believe, and my understanding is basing their valuation on when they purchased these homes several years ago. Many of you understand that the housing market has changed. Some of you may have purchased homes and understand that personally. Now, with that said, our clients need the ability to understand what is happening to them and what is uprooting their families and their lives, and to be able to make informed decisions moving forward based on that information. They need time to negotiate with Green Door Capital and considering, you know, the weight of this decision. Public policy should not uproot families from their homes and push them into financial hardship. Instead, we need time to collaborate with Green Door Capital to ensure that these families are not just compensated for properties that they bought based on numbers that are not, or at least we haven't been given enough evidence for, but for to rightfully make them whole. They need time to look for properties, they need time to talk to brokers and seek appraisal or see the appraisal that Green Door Capital is possibly using, and then be able to respond. And so what we're looking for is a little bit more time to give them the ability to go ahead and do that, and for us to actively, you know, seek proper discussion with, I believe, Mr. Hearn here, and see where we can get, so that way both parties feel like they're getting a good deal. Thank you for the time, and I yield.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the Hagman Annexation public hearing?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, my name is Kevin Carney. I represent Green Door Capital Investments. So just a few points. This, like the Kalika annexation, is a voluntary annexation. This is done, the property owner is approaching the city to ask to annex into the city's jurisdiction. It's under Illinois law, it really only requires contiguity. It requires notice to be sent to the fire protection district, library districts, townships, and it requires that the land be unincorporated. So from an annexation perspective, Green Door has satisfied all the requirements for voluntary annexation. For the rezoning aspect of this discussion, this rezoning is under the city's UDO, should be evaluated like any other map amendment or rezoning within the municipality. And that requires analyzing, is it consistent with the comprehensive plan that the city has in place? It does. This rezoning to an M2 is consistent with the city's comprehensive plan, which designates all this property as general industrial. And if you look directly to the south of the property that's proposed to be annexed in, you'll see that Bright Farms is general industrial with the PUD. South of that is M2, as you're well aware. So this is consistent with not only the existing zoning uses that are along El Domain, but also consistent with what the city envisioned starting in 2019, this whole area being zoned as. And if you look, it's not in Yorkville, but across the street, there's likely going to be a similar use across the street of Plano. So those are the considerations that this council is supposed to evaluate when determining whether or not to proceed with an annexation agreement that contemplates a zoning change. And that's the only thing that annexation agreement is looking for. It's looking simply for a zoning change, because without it, it would annex in as R1, which is the lowest intensity use, and that's really not what the highest best use of the property is. I'm not going to speak to valuations of the other properties. I haven't been involved in those discussions, so I can't really speak to them intelligently. But I do know that my client has been working with adjacent property owners to come to some agreements there. They haven't agreed yet. But nothing about annexation and rezoning will stop the property owners from using the property as is. They're unincorporated. They'll remain unincorporated. They continue using their property the way they're using it currently. And that won't change upon annexation. And also, annexation or rezoning doesn't mean an immediate development. We still have to locate a developer for the site. We don't have an idea of who's going to use the site. All of that is going to require further approvals by the city council in due course, and specific issues that can be raised at that time can be addressed then. But we can't even speak to what those issues might be because we don't have any concrete plans for development of the site. We're just looking to annex in and to be zoned appropriately for that annexation. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the Hagman annexation public hearing?
Am I allowed to go to one time?
If you're quick, I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Sure. I can be nice.
Thank you so much. Just to respond to some of those things, yes, everything is being done by the book. No one's questioning what council's doing in terms of process. But what we want to point out is that there will be an effect on your community members. And public policy is there to protect the community. We are nothing without the community, and we have to think about what the ramifications are of these processes that we're using and we're implementing. And so just because everything is following the process doesn't mean that it doesn't have a disparate impact on families. You know, yes, the presumption is maybe the way they live their life won't change, but we don't know that. And as they said, they don't know what they're going to put in there. And we don't know how long construction is going to take. And we don't know how long noise will last for, or, you know, smells or anything like that. They have young children in those homes. And they were not invited to annex in, right? So there's, I think, things that can be handled. It just needs a little bit more time. And that's what they're requesting for this. So no one's trying to be unreasonable. No one's, you know, pointing fingers and saying anybody's doing anything incorrectly. We're just saying that there's ramifications to this that need to be thought about and need to be considered.
Okay, you're fine. Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the Hagman annexation public hearing?
My name is Sarah Buchanan. I'm representing for my mother, Mary Auer, and she's one of the houses that's being affected by this. And where her house is, there's only three houses on on this property, you know, by each other and that. And my mom's 83 years old, sorry. And this is gonna affect her too. My mom right now is in the hospital, and I've been in the hospital with her all since Friday. And so I came down here to talk on her behalf. My mom, you know, we just got this note, you know, to tell that they're gonna put something behind her house, you know. And before my father passed away, he told us that he was grandfathered in, that their house is not going to be affected in that, you know, of agriculture and their business that they have and everything. So of them changing the zoning, that's going to affect my family's business too, on top of it too. So I just thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you for coming. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the Hagman annexation public hearing? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Christy, I do have a couple questions, just so we all are on the same page and understanding. This is a public hearing. We are not voting on anything tonight, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And this is a public hearing for an annexation, not for a rezoning at this point. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. And assuming these go through the process of rezoning, that will involve several meetings. Is that correct?
The rezoning public hearing already occurred.
But as far as the meetings for the plan, will that go through different committees?
The plan, well, if they come back with a plan, it depends if it requires city council review. It may or may not, but if it does, then yes, it'll go through the city committees and as well as city council.
Okay, and how would these folks be notified of any further meetings?
If there is a plan that requires city review, depending on the type, if it's a variance or special use, they will be notified via certified mail if they are within 500 feet of the subject property. If it's a final plat, they will not have notification. If it's a planned unit development, they will have notification through certified mail.
Okay, and we're following all the state statutes on that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, next we have citizen comments on items on the agenda. If anyone would like to speak to a citizen comment or anything on the agenda, please step forward. Seeing none, we have the consent agenda. We have item one, the bills for approval, $3,512,317.80. We have PW2455, Heartland Meadows, 1 year maintenance guarantee release. We have PW2456, Wendell Ridge Unit 2, consideration of acceptance. We have PW2457, Timber Ridge Estates, water main extension, plat of easement. And we've moved number five off the consent agenda. I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Koch and Merrick. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you. Next, we have the mayor's report. Well, here we have a PUD. I'll be darned. PZC 2415 and EDC 2441. I'm looking for a motion to approve the PUD agreement with C1 Yorkville LLC.
Oh, this is just informational, sorry.
This is informational?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I'll be damned. Okay, I'm not looking for a motion on that. Okay, so, oh, is this an update of what we did last time?
Yeah.
Okay, who's, Christy, are you explaining that? Who's explaining that?
Yes, I'll explain it. I do know at last meeting at July 9th, we approved the PUD with some conditions, and the City Council gave staff authorization to make two changes to the document. So the first change essentially takes into consideration City Council's in-meeting discussion about Cyrus 1 covering 50% of the cost for easement acquisition and utility pole relocation, should that be required for the improvements of Faxon and Beecher Road. When the second change is an offshoot of that, which it just clarifies that Cyrus 1, with paying that 50%, would not have to cover the 15% contingency calculation for easement and utility relocation for roadways.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Funkhauser.
Does this close the loop on any future
future possible amendments, or is this still open as we discussed in the prior meeting?
The agreement is final. It is has been signed with the authorization given to me to make the changes. The changes were clarifications. We're reporting them to you, but the agreement is a final agreement. Was 2 weeks ago.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions? Excellent. Okay. Next, on this we have to vote on. We have appointments to boards and commissions. I'm looking for a motion to approve the appointment of Margaret. Maggie, how do you say your last name?
Lenane,
just like it looks. Okay, sorry. Margaret Lenane to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a partial term ending May 26.
So moved.
Second.
Terulis and Merrick. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Ploucher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Congrats. And I normally don't do this, but Margaret has a bunch of experience in the planning and zoning. In what town did you work in? I forget.
Glendale Heights.
For how long?
30 years.
30 years in the same exact department. So she's very familiar with the processes. So you talk to Christy. I know Christy's happy because I think you have a full house now, don't you, Christy?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome. Thank you.
I look forward to
Excellent. Okay. Next, I'm looking for a motion to authorize the acquisition, or to approve the ordinance authorizing the acquisition of certain easements for the construction of water mains for the Loftus easement.
Double.
Second.
Soling. Did I hear Soling and Koch? Okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser. Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Ploucher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, so next item we pulled off as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. We're just rocking and rolling. Next, we have the Public Works Committee.
Okay, I might as well take the item we pulled off first. It will be.
That was number 5 under the consent agenda.
Yeah, let me get here. Okay, and it's a consideration for approval for a change order, number 2 final, and.
Is it 2459?
Correct.
23 water main replacement contract A, change order number 2, yeah. Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're looking to make a motion to approve that?
Yeah, but I guess then we have discussion.
So, meeting with the residents of...
Can we get a motion?
Motion by Ken, second. I'll second.
Second, thank you very much. Okay, now, thank you very much.
Meeting with the residents of the subdivision located right behind me, there's still a litany of punch list items that need to be corrected. We still have... a lot of sunken yards, we still have a lot of dead grass, we still have a lot of buffalo boxes sticking up. There was never any grading done or grading stakes put in for the drainage swells, and dirt was just thrown back in. Before we go ahead and close this out, I would like to see if we could, like a retain for punch list items, we have money allocated. Who's going to be responsible for picking up these items that still need to be done off the punch list? I brought this up during Public Works Committee and was basically said we just want to be done with Cyrus One, or not, excuse me, Cyrus One, with PZE, but without any assurances of the city picking up all these punch list items that still need to be completed.
Brad, can you help us out? It works.
Yeah, I can comment. So this change order just finalizes the contract value. It does not close the project out. We will not close the project out until we issue what's called a final payment estimate. We are not issuing that yet until the punch list items are addressed. So we'll work with with Craig, certainly, and with Director Deuce, and all being satisfied with the punch list items. But the approval of the change order does not close the project out. The next step will be the final payment estimate. But before we do that, we'll want to make sure all the punch list items are properly addressed.
Thank you. Craig, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have a question. So the final payment estimate, I guess, determines what the last check cut to this company will be?
Correct.
And they will not get it until they complete the terms of the contract as they are legally obligated to do so?
Correct.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Yes. So should they fail to complete this, is there any contingencies that we have in place to be able to reassure these people that this is going to get taken care of?
Well, we haven't paid them fully, so I'm certain the contractor wants final payment. That's what's hanging over their head.
But I'm assuming this has been a bonded
project.
So eventually it came to, because I know from speaking with people, the contractor hasn't been very forthcoming with doing what's been required from them already, and there were several issues in the contract that they already did not meet. I just want to make sure that we're going to take care of these people.
I need to know more specifics, and perhaps we need to have a field meeting with you, Craig. So, I'm not sure what the residents are speaking to exactly. So, I don't want to say one way or the other whether or not the contractor met those requirements or not, because I'm not aware of what those specifics are. But again, we won't issue the final payment estimate until all items are addressed, properly addressed. And if there's new items that have popped up, certainly we can review those with the contractor.
I did have one more question on this specific project. From what I understand, the repaving was supposed to have already taken place, and we have no time frame of when that's going to be done. Do we have any idea?
I have not heard. Director Deuce has been contacting Kendall County directly on that matter, and I do not have an update for you tonight.
Thank you.
It's Mr. Funkhauser, and I think it's Mr. Koch.
So on the project, overall, it's not the paving, but the project we're talking here. What's the timeline that we would expect? Is it end of summer, end of fall for completion of the punch list?
Yeah, it's my understanding they've been working on punch list items, so it's not like they have not been addressing issues. Restoration is always the most difficult item of a project to close out. So at this point, it's not the best time to address restoration items, seed and what have you. Typically, you don't want to do that again until after mid-August, and then typically any reseeding has a better chance to take. So mid-August is rapidly approaching, so one would suspect any final issues as far as restoration goes would be addressed toward the tail end of August.
Mr. Koch?
So what is the amount that you'd be holding?
I don't recall what we're holding. Typically, we hold a certain percentage of the contract. During the process, throughout the project, typically it's 10%, then it's kind of reduced down toward the end. So if I had to venture to guess, it's at least $25,000, probably more than that at this point. But that's, I'd have to look that up to specifically answer that question.
And the second question would be, so sounds like the township is paving it?
Correct, they are.
So I guess that takes a little leverage from us away, right? Because we're kind of subject to them doing it and stuff and their schedules and things like that.
I'm not sure what you mean by leverage. Outside of this contract, has nothing to do with this particular contract or the city. The township is paving those streets within the development, and that's between the township and their contractor, which I believe is deconstruction, as far as scheduling goes.
Other questions? Okay, roll call, please.
Clocher?
Present.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Nay.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Back to the regular schedule.
Yes.
Okay, first item is a motion to, it's the 2024 local road program change order at Paxton Road. It's a motion to approve the 2024 local road program change order number one, Paxton Road, and authorize the mayor to execute.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Absolutely.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, this next item is a water update, water audit update. No motions needed. It's an informational item. I think we could had discussion at Public Works, and we wanted to allow the aldermen that weren't at Public Works if they had questions regarding it. This is the where it went from, we dropped down to like 8% of the loss, and then now it's back up to 14, and so if stop, it'd be good to let everyone have some opportunity to ask questions if they have.
Well, who do they ask questions to?
I guess Eric Brett.
Would be tonight, yes.
Any questions?
If you could, in 60 seconds or less, just kind of summarize the reason for the increase and kind of where we're at right now on the water level.
Try in 60 seconds. As you know, this is required as part of our IDNR allocation approval. So this is something that will have to happen on an annual basis as we move ahead. And our goal is to be less than 10%. That's what IDNR would like to see before we connect on to Lake Michigan. So the city has undertaken a number of initiatives already. We're doing an aggressive water main replacement program. We just talked about one of the projects from a year ago. That's one component of the water loss program that we're trying to address. We're also doing water leak detection through Public Works. So that's gone through at least two cycles. I think it's moving on its third. They have identified a number of leaks in the system that have been fixed. Also, Public Works has addressed the master metering and fine-tuning, making sure things are updated and correct at all its water treatment plants, so we know what's coming out of the ground and we know what's being produced. But one element where we haven't concentrated on is the replacement of individual meters, and specifically in individual homes at this point. We know that those meters are old, they're not accurate, and probably are leading to some inaccuracies within some of the data. We're not necessarily convinced that the data is correct, but that's what we have in front of us at this point. So our basic recommendation, which it's been in the plan, it's budgeted, is to move forward, but move forward maybe a little bit more quickly with the replacement of meters throughout the older part of the community. So I believe Director Deuce will be bringing more information back to an upcoming Public Works Committee meeting, and then at that time the committee and ultimately the council will have a little bit more information on that plan.
So about 2 minutes, not too bad.
And just, sure. We did have the discussion at Public Works about the data, you know, for sure, you know, that could be one reason it changed too as well. So.
Any other comments, questions? Thank you, Mr. Koch.
Okay. Next item, Route 126 water main improvements, design engineering agreement. A motion to approve the Route 126 water main improvements agreement for professional services, design engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Discussion? Questions? Roll call, please.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice, thank you.
Okay, next item. Lake Michigan South Receiving Station Standpipe Design Engineering Agreement. It's a motion to approve the Lake Michigan South Receiving Station Standpipe Agreement for Professional Services, Design Engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Terulis.
So quick.
Any questions or comments? This one by the church, correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels. Cope?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next item, Northwest Elevated Water Storage Tank Design Engineering Agreement. It's a motion to approve the Northwest Elevated Water Storage Tank Agreement for Professional Services, Design Engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Mayor. And which one is Northwest one again?
It's the current location planned as we're working with the Red Farms, the development.
Well, that'd be the one off Haldeman Road then.
Yes, off Haldeman
okay.
Road and the Northwest plot.
Excellent. Any other questions or comments?
So I know you answered this at committee, but I'd like to get more information out there.
Sure.
With the possibility of future development out there, as we discussed, are we confident that this is going to be big enough storage with that future development? You could elaborate on that a little more.
Yes, I sure can. So, you know, the storage in your system is dependent on the water use and projected water use. You want to be careful because you don't want to have too much storage in your system because then you run the worry of having stagnant water and you have all sorts of operational issues as well. So we projected out a number of years and these two tanks will provide the city with enough storage to the year 2040, 2050. If additional developments come in, there is still additional play within those numbers and should be incorporated within the amount of storage that's being constructed and improved. And right now we don't see a need to make a change in the size, and certainly we'll keep track of that over time here and before we finalize things, and if all of a sudden something changes, we could possibly make an adjustment. But right now we don't foresee the imminent need to make a change in the capacity to account for anything in the future here, beyond what we're already aware of.
Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Anything else, Mr. Koch?
So these next two were not?
We're going to motion to table.
To table those?
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually have to make
oh, so you, okay,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So the next item is WBSD Water Main Extension Contract Award. And it's a motion to table to the August 13, 2024 City Council meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Soling, all in favor, signify by aye.
Yeah, aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Item 7, please.
Okay, YBSD Water Main Extension Construction Engineering Agreement. It's a motion to table to the August 13, 2024 City Council meeting.
Second.
Second by Soling. Any discussion, all in favor?
Yeah,
aye.
Opposed? Oh, I apologize. There's no discussion on the motion to table. Nonetheless, we tabled it to August 13th. Okay, anything else, Mr. Koch?
Nope, that would be it.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Economic development.
No report.
Public safety.
No report.
Admin.
I do have no report.
Park board?
Just two items, Mr. Mayor. One, thank you to everyone that attended on last Saturday's Riverfest. Not only was it outstanding weather, we had a great turnout. By far, probably the biggest event for that we've ever had with Riverfest. So thank you for everyone attending. And then just want to remind everyone, Tuesday, August 6th is Police National Night Out. It'll be right here at Rimmage Schneider Park from 5:30 to 7:30. We have a Ghostbuster theme with the police department. A lot of Ghostbuster activities, so hope everyone can attend.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Tim? Tim, it was a great event Saturday. Staff did awesome.
Yeah.
They had stuff all day, and there were people there all day. There was no lulls.
No.
So it was great, and then you did a super job with the weather, so thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Mayor? I'm
yes.
I'm going to recuse myself for this item.
Sure. Going to hang out in the office? Okay. Let the record show Mr. Funkhauser has refused himself for this item.
Conflict of interest.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to approve PZC 2414 and EDC 2440, ordinance approving the final plat of subdivision for Grand Reserve Units 10A and 11A.
So moved.
Soling, is there a second?
Second.
Second by who's it, Mayor?
Unless that side of the floor wants it from us. I'll take it.
Now, is there a motion to table this indefinitely?
Yes.
That would kill it. Okay. Okay. Christy, do you mind just telling us what this is exactly?
Sure. So this 22-acre site, rather, is the initial phase of development for these two units in Grand Reserve. They'll consist of about 158 new single residential lots. At full build-out, there will be about 312 townhome units, which does represent a slight increase of about 14 units from the originally planned 2003 annexation agreement. The petitioner, in addition to final plat approval, is seeking approval of the architectural design standards for the townhome building facade within this final plat in the area. This was mandated as part of the original annexation agreement and a subsequent economic incentive agreement in 2021. The HOA declarations are provided there just for your reference, as the annexation agreement did contemplate City Council having an opportunity to review those standards before recording. The city did review those, and we did ask the petitioner to reflect that the snow plowing of the cul-de-sac will be done by the HOA as stated in the annexation agreement, and they have updated those. The appearance standards, they are consistent and meet the city's unified development ordinance. And one thing I do like to mention is that the final plat that was submitted had a comment from the city engineer dated April 16th and June 12th. Since that time, the petitioner has submitted updated final plat, and it's dated June 20th, 2024. But you notice the motion is adopting the April 29th. So staff just wanted to reflect in our comments that the final approved plat may not be dated April 29th because it is subject to the city engineer's review. So if you have any questions, the petitioner is online, Steve Bauer, to answer anything that the council may have.
Mr. Koch has a question.
So you just said that the HOA is going to plow the cul-de-sacs, correct?
Correct.
So how does that work then when Public Works comes through to plow the streets? How do you communicate that difference in people that are plowing it? Like, how do you know they don't plow the cul-de-sac shut, or if they cleaned out the cul-de-sac, how do we know, and we come through later? How does that all work that way if we do that?
So unfortunately, I don't have the answer for you on that. That would be the Public Works Director, Eric Dukes. But I can let you know that Eric was a part of all of the plan review comments. He is quite aware that this area will be plowed by the HOA. I believe there's other areas in Grand Reserve, the villas, where this same occurrence happened. So I don't think there's been any issues with that.
Okay.
Other questions? Chris, you have a couple.
Speak up, Joe.
Oh, Joe, did you have some?
Oh, yes. Do we have full confidence in all their employees?
Do we need to talk about that?
Yeah. And we might. Okay.
So, Christy, you had mentioned there was an increase in, was it the single family or the townhomes?
The townhomes.
And that?
Just unit count. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is was within a standard deviation allowed for staff discretion?
Correct. So the increase of 14 units equates to about 4.75% increase in total units, and staff discretion is at 5%. This is also counterbalanced by a decrease that happened when we did the 2021 economic incentive agreement, where we reduced density by changing duplexes, 224 duplexes, to half, 112 single family.
Okay. And then this initial plat or preliminary plat, what have you, this was approved 20-ish years ago, is that correct?
Yes, and it was never recorded.
Okay, so this is not a new subdivision per se, this is just continuation of filling out the Grand Reserve original plan?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay. Any other questions? Roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yep.
Soling?
Present.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'm going to tell Mr. Funkhauser that he can come back in now.
I think we need to adjourn for a bit. Mr. Mayor, we need to adjourn for a bit and leave him back there.
We could do that, too.
You locked it.
Oh, and the lights are on.
I think we should take a vote on that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, City Council report, anything? Nothing. City Clerk report?
Yeah, I just have a quick consolidated election update. The Illinois State Board of Elections released their abbreviated calendar of dates. The petition circulation times and the filing periods for the spring 2025 election has moved up a month from what we are usually used to every election year. So the petition circulation begins August 20th, which usually it's end of September, and then the first day to file candidate petitions is November 12th. We are still waiting for them to publish the candidate's guide and the election and campaign finance calendar. Once they publish that, I will be able to finalize our notices and put them out there. But I just keep checking daily. They said hopefully by the end of the month we'll have those. So just giving everyone a heads up, some of those dates have moved up a month.
Thank you. Community and liaison reports. Staff report. Anything?
No report.
Christy, I just wanted to follow up. So the motion to table the final plat for Grand Reserve, that will be next heard in October, is that correct? Thank you very much. Mayor's report. I have nothing under city buildings or water. You heard Brad talking about the water. Do we have anything on the city buildings or water you want to report? Okay. Any additional business? Any citizen comments today? No need for executive session? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second? Funkhauser second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you all very much.